The Key to Fighting Temptation by Betsy St. Amant Haddix. Read by Sean McAvoy. Today's Bible verse is Luke 22:40. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." No Christian is free from temptation. Remember, temptation itself isn't a sin, as Jesus was tempted. Rather, the sin lies in whether we give in to temptation. Do you avert your eyes when tempted with the opportunity to indulge in lust? Do you attempt to take a deep breath and curb your rising anger instead of lashing out? Do you make the right decision when presented with the chance to lie, cheat, or steal and get away with it? Jesus clearly tells us how to fight temptation. The night that Christ was arrested, he first went to the Mount of Olives to pray. And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. Something that strikes me about this scripture is the mention of "as was his custom," meaning retreating to pray was a habit or routine of Christ's. It wasn't foreign to him, and it shouldn't be to us. This is the key to overcoming. Prayer is so important when fighting temptation that Jesus told the disciples to do it twice in the same evening. Just a few verses down, he repeats his command. "And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, 'Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray, that you may not enter into temptation.'" The disciples struggled with this discipline, just like we do. It doesn't come naturally to us to retreat and pray. Our minds wander a mile a minute, and before we know it, we're planning our grocery list, thinking of tomorrow's schedule, or remembering something funny we saw earlier that day on social media. Or, quite possibly, we're dozing off, just like the disciples did. I believe one of the reasons it is so hard for us to imitate Christ in this manner is precisely because of how important it is. Of course, the enemy will come against us and cause all manner of distraction and interruptions when we try. Worse yet, once we sin in some way, we instinctively feel the urge to retreat from God and hide, rather than press nearer to the Father. We tend to pray less, and the less we pray, the less we desire to do so. It's a vicious cycle. As Christians, if we're going to have any hope of overcoming temptation in our lives, we must listen to the commands of Christ and pray. Carve out time to spend talking with the Father. Make it happen. Have you ever noticed that the more disciplined you are with your daily time in the Word and in prayer, the less likely you are to give in to your typical sins? Have you paid attention to the fact that when you skip church for a few weeks or forsake fellowshipping with the body of Christ, you're more likely to give in to temptation? This is all intentional. This is the way it works. We need each other and we need Christ to have any victory over temptation. So fight your flesh, rise and pray, and then watch with eager anticipation for the fruit this discipline will grow in your life.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.